One second. Oh, no card. Ina. No card.
That's great. Thank you.
We've already both signed already, so go to the final.
What is that? Yeah, thanks. But still something good now. Card protector. So it says card protector. No. This is no data. Card protected. I'm gonna find a sign there.
So there's a, if you take the card out, there's a little switch on the side. Sometimes it gets flipped. It's easy little. There.
Yep. Good to go.
Okay.
It will. Have Ina Watkinson, our clerk administrator, do the declarations of office. I, David Moore, having been elected or appointed to the office of mayor in the municipality of the Township of McKellar, do solemnly promise and declare that I will truly, faithfully, and impartially exercise this office to the best of my knowledge and ability. I have not received and will not receive any payment or reward or promise thereof for the exercise of this office in a biased, corrupt, or any improper manner. And I will disclose any pecuniary interest, direct or indirect, in accordance with the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King Charles III. And I make this solemn promise and declaration conscientiously, believing it to be true and knowing that it is of the same force and effect as if made under oath. I, Mike Kekkonen, having been elected or appointed to the office of councillor in the municipality of the Township of McKellar, do solemnly promise and declare that I will truly, faithfully, and impartially exercise this office to the best of my knowledge and ability. I have not received and will not receive any payment or reward or promise thereof for the exercise of this office in a biased, corrupt, or any improper manner. I will disclose any pecuniary interest, direct or indirect, in accordance with the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King Charles III, and I make this solemn promise and declaration conscientiously, believing it to be true and knowing that it is of the same force and effect as if made under oath.
Great, thank you.
I, Debbie Zulak, having been elected or appointed to the office of councillor in the municipality of the Township of McKellar, do solemnly promise and declare that I will truly, faithfully, and impartially exercise this office to the best of my knowledge and ability. I have not received and will not receive any payment or reward or promise thereof for the exercise of this office in a biased, corrupt, or in any improper manner. I will disclose any pecuniary interest, direct or indirect, in accordance with the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King Charles III, and I make this solemn promise and declaration conscientiously, believing it to be true and knowing that it is of the same force and effect as if made under oath.
Morley Haskam. I'm Morley Haskam, having been elected or appointed to the office of councillor in the municipality and township of McKellar, do solemnly promise and declare that I will truly, faithfully, and impartially exercise this office to the best of my knowledge and ability. I have not received and will not receive any payment or reward or promise thereof for the exercise of this office in a biased, corrupt, or any improper manner. I will disclose any pecuniary interest, direct or indirect, in accordance with the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King Charles III, and I make this solemn promise and declaration consciously believing it to be true and knowing that it is the same force and effect as if made under oath. Sign.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Sign. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Ina and counselors, and I'll call the meeting to order. And we have an acknowledgement declaration. I'd like to begin by acknowledging that the land on which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. And we'll do a roll call, starting with Debbie.
Debbie Zulak, counselor.
Counselor Morley Haskam.
Counselor Mike Hakkinen.
Ina Watkinson, Clerk Administrator.
Are there any declarations? David Moore, sorry, Mayor. Any declarations of pecuniary interest? Just like to say before we start into the agenda, thank everybody for coming out here tonight. Look forward to the next 4 years and hopefully all that we can accomplish. And I thank those who are on Zoom as well. And it's unfortunate you can't taste the food that's here, but I appreciate that. And I'd like to thank my wife, Ann, for organizing all of that, setting it up. It's humbling, really, with what the electorate has given to us for the next 4 years. We're to administer to their needs, their concerns. And we certainly heard a number of those as we traveled around during the campaign. And I can assure those people that their concerns will appear on the upcoming agendas so that we can deal with any problems that we've had in the past. Hopefully those divisions can be resolved and we can bring everyone together. We realize it probably won't be unanimous, but hopefully we can work together again. And we'll leave this township in a better position at the end of 4 years than it is today.
Thanks, already signed. Okay.
Not sure if any counselors wanted to speak to that or.
I would just add, Dave, that was a good speech, and especially. If we can get rid of the great divide that seems to be in the township of McKellar and eliminate that in the next 4 years, which I'm pretty confident we will. And I look forward to doing a lot of wonderful things.
Thank great. You. We'll hold you to that. The adoption of the agenda then. Moved by Councillor Kekkonen, seconded by Councillor Zulak, that it be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve the agenda for this inaugural meeting of the 2022-2026 Council as presented. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. It's a generic agenda, so you'll see certain items like the public meeting, which we don't have tonight, and delegations and presentations will probably be some in the future, but none tonight. A motion to review a previous motion, again, not applicable tonight. So we have number 9, adoption of the minutes of previous meetings. And we have resolution 22-464, moved by Councillor Haskam, seconded by Councillor Zulak. It resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve the minutes of the November 8th, 2022 regular meeting of Council, the November 10th, 2022 special meeting of Council, and the amended minutes of the October 11th, 2022 regular meeting of Council. Discussion? With the just one comment, with the amended minutes of October the 11th, that had included the accepting the minutes of the previous meeting of September 28th. Now that has been removed, and November the 8th, I know these numbers are confusing, but November 8th has accepted the minutes of September 28th. So it hasn't been accepted twice, just once. Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. We have no planning matters tonight, no committee board minutes with recommendations for approval, no staff reports with recommendations for approval, no mayor's report. I just wanted to comment on that, though, as well, that mayor's report in the future, and the council will be discussing this, will deal with actual reports from meetings that I have attended, and it won't be just talking about regular continuous events that occur. Those are done by committee members who attend those particular committees. And I don't think there's any need for me to repeat that in a mayor's report. No correspondence for consideration at this point. We have a motion, a notice of motion to adopt the regular council meeting schedule for December of this year and all of next year. So we have resolution 22-465, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, seconded by Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved that the corporation, Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar does hereby adopt the following regular council meeting schedule for December 2022 and 2023. For 2022, Tuesday, December the 6th, and Tuesday, December the 20th. So December 13th, meeting has been moved to the 20th. 2023, these are all first and third Tuesdays of the month, except for January. For January, it'll be January the 10th and January the 24th. And then for February, it'll be the 1st and 3rd, 7th and the 21st. March the 7th and the 21st. April the 4th and the 18th. May the 2nd, May the 16th. June the 6th, June 20th. July 4th, July 18th. August 1st, August 15th. September 5th, September 19th. October 3rd, October 17th. November 7th, November 21st, December 5th, December 19th. You'll notice that it's two meetings per month, should council approve this, and that even during the summer, it stays at two meetings per month. It's still on a Tuesday night, though. It's still at 6:30, I believe, unless there may be a public meeting prior to that or other committee meetings prior to that, which may occur at 6 o'clock. Call or any discussion first on those dates?
Yeah, I'm glad to see the motion as it stands. I like it. I like going back to the two meetings per month. And unlike years ago, it was on Monday nights, and that was a little tough if you had a busy weekend and you know, to get the reading in. And so I like the Tuesdays. So just overall, I like this motion, because I think with the back when we only had one meeting per month, well, you would be extending the time to get everything done. And I'm hoping that maybe with the two meetings a month, you know, we don't go, you know, past the 10 o'clock, hopefully. So I think once we get organized and that, it'll be fine. So I like the motion.
Yes. Yeah, I'll support the motion for the same reasons. It's a practical adjustment to have the two meetings a month instead of just one meeting per month, where there's a backlog of business that gets held up because of the lack of structured meetings every 2 weeks. So I support this as well.
I wasn't on council the last term, but anything that I seen, you know, in the correspondence, the packages, there was like 300 pages, and I don't see how a person could possibly go through that and analyze it and make a decision, know it confidently, and I'm glad to see it go back to two meetings a month.
Okay, thank you. We'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. I have a resolution to amend bylaw 2021-28, the procedural bylaw, to accommodate the changes that we just made with the meeting schedule. I have resolution 22-466, moved by Councillor Haskin, seconded by Councillor Zulai. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby instruct staff to amend the Township of McKellar procedural bylaw 2021-28, Section 4.2.1, to change regular meetings of council from the second Tuesday of each month to the first and third Tuesday of each month, except for the month of January, where regular meetings will take place the second and fourth Tuesday of the month to account for Christmas holidays. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution for municipal office holiday closure. Resolution 22-467, moved by Debbie Zulak, seconded by Councillor Kekkonen. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of Chantrimont and Keller does hereby advertise the following Christmas hours. Municipal office closed December 24th, 2022 to January the 1st, 2023, inclusive. Waste transfer station closed December 25th, 2022, December 26th, 2022, and January the 1st, 2023. Public works closed December 24th, 2022 to January the 1st, 2023, weather permitting. Discussion? All the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. This is to deal with the authorization of Christmas bonuses to municipal employees. And resolution 22-468, moved by Councillor Zulak, seconded by Councillor Hascom. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar does hereby give all permanent staff, including those named below, a $100 Christmas bonus. The ones listed below are Andy Ward, Jan Gibson, and Robert Morrison. Discussion? This is fairly traditional, I think. We're not coming in first term of council and starting to spend your money. I think this is a past procedure and well received by the employees. Call the question.
Sorry, Dave. I was almost going to suggest that it's been $100, I think, for a long time, and it'd sure be nice to give staff more bonus than that, because it's, a lot of them certainly deserve it. But we'll certainly see if we can up it another year. But the motion as of right now is $100, unless somebody wants to up it. But I just want to mention staff definitely deserve a lot more than that. So, but I'm good for this year with that.
Okay, call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
Maybe they can get a piece of cake too or something.
Sure. This is authorization for councillors to attend the council training. I have resolution 22-469, moved by Councillor Hascom, seconded by Councillor Kekkonen. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby authorize all members of council to attend councillor training session provided by Jeff Celentano of VS Municipal Solutions. Discussion? Councillor Kekkonen?
So when's this scheduled for?
Perhaps Ina has information.
We don't have a definite date set yet, but it will be set in January of this year, of next year,
okay, 2023.
There's one available as well through AMO online, but I think it's over $500 for a day session. And this is leaving it open to councillors to decide if they want to attend one of these. Maybe look at the agenda to see if there's anything new there, because many of you have years of experience. Unless things have changed and you want to be brought up to date, it's sort of up to you. And I think I'll leave it so that you can respond to Ina if you want to take advantage of this offer that's being given.
Just out of curiosity, what is the cost of it? Does it say? No,
we don't have a cost on it yet. It will be coming in less than the AMO, and Mr. Celentano will do the training here.
Oh, okay.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. We're authorizing for council members to attend Rural Ontario Municipal Association or ROMA conference in January 2023. Have resolution 22-470 moved by Councillor Haskam, second by Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby authorize the following person or persons to attend the annual Rural Ontario Municipal Association ROMA conference in Toronto in January 2023. All eligible costs to be paid pending invoices. Discussion.
I'm curious, did anyone on the previous council go to the ROMA? No.
I was looking at the site for it, and they have the early bird special, and it's over $500. I think about $550. That's just for the conference, 2-day conference, and then it would be travel and hotel accommodation. And I looked through their agenda, what they have available. The ones that stood out of the list of about 10: rural housing development, short term rental accommodation is to be discussed in one session, and asset management. But again, I'd put it out to council to decide if those costs are acceptable with those topics. I mean, what do we gain out of it? I think council has to make that decision, whether we go early bird or don't go.
I would, personally, I don't want to go, and I can probably read up on a lot of what they talk about there, but I would certainly support any member of our council that would like to go. I would support that.
I'm not interested in going to it. I don't know if it's changed in the since I've been on council, but prior to that, it was just a meet and greet and gab, and really you didn't ever got too much good information out of it that you couldn't have got from from the websites, and at quite a large expense.
Yeah, I haven't seen the agenda, and from what's being described, I think there's ample information, and there's usually a summary after the ROMA conference that can review the information at that time. So I don't intend to have my name listed here.
Okay, so we'll send our regrets for this year. I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? No names on the motion. We're appointing a councillor as a signing officer. And we have resolution 22-471 moved by Councillor Kekkonen, seconded by Councillor Haskam. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar, pursuant to bylaw 2019-47, does hereby appoint Councillor Debbie Zulak as a signing officer for the corporation in the mayor's absence. Discussion?
I'm fine with that. I imagine it's because I am probably the closest to the office.
I'm not sure of the reasoning, but
because you have less letters in your name.
Yeah, maybe.
Get it done faster.
Yeah, yeah. Usually with Z, I'm at the end, so.
We'll get Morley to initial that too then. Okay, call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 22-472, this is on the future of the Ad Hoc Committee for Short-Term Rentals. Moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Hascom. Whereas the Short-Term Rental Ad Hoc Committee has hosted a public meeting and has presented a summary of its findings to Council, including recommendations moving forward. And whereas the committee, including its resource persons, has fulfilled much of its mandate outlined in its terms of reference. And whereas a review of the Township of McKellar's legislation is one of those highly of the high priority recommendations that must be completed before the direction of council decision prior to any further steps being undertaken. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby sincerely thank those volunteers who have devoted their time, energy, and expertise to aid in providing valuable information to the council as they deliberate the next steps, one of which includes the dissolving of the STR Ad Hoc Committee at this time while Council continues its review of its planning documents. Discussion? Councillor Zulak, do you sign if you wish?
Like the motion says, I know the short-term committee, they did a really diligent job and they a lot of hard work went into it, but I feel that it's now at the point where the council has to step up and take over, and it is up to the council to continue on and make the decision of which way they want to go. And once again, I say that really they did a wonderful job, but I feel that that's as far as they can go, and the council must now step forward and make their decisions and get it going on the right track.
Any other discussion? Yes, Councillor Haskell.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by the motion that all of a sudden we're just cutting that committee, which is fine. Like, I'm okay with it, but I think we should keep them on standby. I believe that we should go with I like their summary on the some of the short-term recommendations, and I'm just wondering if this council would be interested of maybe giving direction to staff to prep council for maybe a special meeting at some point to review our noise bylaw, our open burning, and our fireworks bylaws, to look at maybe increasing penalties and especially to repeat offenders. So I'm just wondering if we should utilize the work they have done so far and maybe get to work on those aspects of it. So I'll just throw that out to you, Dave, or council, if you want to add to that.
I think that's excellent to utilize what they've done. The motion doesn't say that won't be used. I think the idea behind it is that we have to, before we go any further, and maybe should have been done at the beginning, are they legal according to our planning documents? And that's something the committee cannot decide. That's something that we're going to have to talk to our solicitor about, our planner, and go from there. And then, as you say, some of those things we can actually do in the meantime. I mean, I know the noise bylaw, the fireworks bylaw, open air burning, all of those were established ages ago. And as you said, the fees can perhaps be looked at. We certainly have to talk to our CBO and also our bylaw enforcement to see if some of those things can actually be enforced. They've had the experience. And I'm just thinking at this point, it is staff, like you said, rather than committee members going forward. And then, as you say as well, it will utilize what they've done. I mean, it's been excellent. As Councillor Zulak said, the information they brought to us is a good place to start for us. Councillor Kekana.
Yeah, thank you. Those are all good points. And I think some of the major concerns, and council will address those, are bylaw issues, as well the environmental issues that are mentioned in the presentation to council made on November 1st, I believe are being dealt with at this point by the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee. And I think as long as council has a strategy and a plan going forward, the citizens of McKellar aren't that concerned of who is taking the lead on this project, as long as there's some actions going forward. So I think a high priority, as Councillor Haskam mentioned, is reviewing bylaw enforcement, and as well at that time we can review the presentation made to council. And there is a lot of other documentation that will be quite helpful in this process, including just recently there was a report created by our planner, but for another municipality, JL Richards, created a plan regarding some issues regarding short-term rentals to Halliburton, and that was on the FOCA website recently. So there's a lot of updated information that's coming forward, and but I think as well, the committee's done an outstanding job, and it may come to as a shock, you know, to some of them not being prepared that the committee is going to come to an end, but the process is going forward, and our citizens, that is the main concern that they have, is that there's doesn't matter who's taking the lead, council's taking the lead and going to be dealing with this in a strategic and responsible way.
Okay, any further discussion? Councillor Haskam.
And another thing too is I also like their thought of educating the landlords in this case, but I know there's an argument out there, well, it's not a permitted use. Are we really allowed to educate the landlords? I'm kind of hoping so, but that's something that could be discussed also, whether we allow something like that to go forward. That would have to go forward to all ratepayers, I guess, basically saying it's not a permitted use, but if you're going to, kind of thing. So I don't know whether you can do something like that, because it's going to happen one way or the other. You know, is my belief in it. There's whatever there's out there, 100 or 200, is going to happen, whether it's legal or not. And I don't believe we could ever. I'm not a big fan of getting into licensing of them and that, because I don't see them being the same playing field as a commercial business that's paying high taxes. And, you know, in the licensing case, they probably wouldn't be as high. So that's just another little aspect, the educational aspect of it, to try to get to these landlords and say, you know what, though the high fines may do that. So anyways, just a little bit of food for thought.
I'm not sure that we can, as you say, that made me hesitate a bit, saying that, you know, it's not permitted, but if you do it, and I'm just not sure we can operate that way. Maybe, as you suggest, there'll be a step-by-step process, and we'll check legality before we ever tell them that continue doing what you're doing. Councillor Kekkonen?
I believe that the educational aspect of it dealt more with, you know, possibly environmental issues, and the Lake Stewardship Committee did that this summer, handing out or purchasing 1,600 of the lake protection workbooks, including the Septic Smart, that were handed out to every resident in McKellar Township. So the environmental concerns is being dealt with, and I believe other ones as well are being reviewed by the Environmental Lake Stewardship Environmental Committee. And I, once again, regarding any bylaw issues, that will be, I believe, the role of the Bylaw Enforcement Office to deal with. As in the past, in our newsletters, there would be information provided from the Bylaw Enforcement Office regarding different bylaw issue concerns, ongoing bylaw issue concerns, or any new changes to bylaws. So the educational process is ongoing continually for all residents.
Okay, any further discussion? All good information. We'll ask for a recorded vote on this one.
Councillor Morley Haskam?
Yes.
Councillor Mike Kekkonen?
Yes.
Councillor Debbie Zulak?
Yes.
Mayor David Moore?
Yes. Okay, four yeses, no nays, one absent, so it's carried. And we're on to list of appointment of council members to local boards and committees. Resolution 22-473, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, seconded by Councillor Haskam. Resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby appoint the whole of Council to sit on the Roads Committee for the present term of Council. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 22-474, moved by Councillor Zulak, seconded by Councillor Haskam. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby appoint the whole of Council to sit on the Cemetery Board for the present term of Council. Discussion? Just going to say, I think we need a meeting fairly soon. I don't think the Cemetery Board has met for some time, so there may be some issues there. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 22-475, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, seconded by Councillor Haskam. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby appoint the whole of Council and Reg Moore to sit on the Committee of Adjustment for the present term of Council. Discussion? What I'm hoping to do there, as is done in other municipalities as well, is once we appoint the members to the various committees, we would also advertise, have staff advertise for other people who may be interested and sit on these committees, if that's acceptable to council.
I believe that although this is appointing all the members of council to sit for this term of council, that it still needs to be, the resolution needs to come forward on an annual basis thereafter as well for council members.
Yes, you're right. It is done usually at the beginning of the year, I think. So I don't know. I'll ask Ina if this covers next year for us, or whether we have to do this again in January.
We have to do it again in January.
And the other question with this, now that Councillor Kekkonen brought that up, any member of the public, do they sit for the full present term of council or for just 1 year? I guess in this case, it'll be a 1 year appointment because that's council's appointment as well. So that won't be a problem.
The members of the public sit for the term of council.
For the
term. They're appointed
on all committees?
Just for this committee of adjustment.
Okay, except it'll be a 1 year because we're appointed each year, right?
The members of the public are only appointed once for the entire term of council, but council members, strangely enough, need to be appointed on a yearly basis.
That is an anomaly.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Any further discussion on that? So, Reg, you're on for 4 years, I guess. We may not be, but call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Gary? Resolution 22-476, moved by Councillor Haskam, seconded by Councillor Kekkonen. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby appoint Councillor Debbie Zulak as Council Representative on the McKellar Township Public Library Board for the present term of council. Discussion?
I'm good with it.
Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 22-477, moved by Councillor Haskam, seconded by Councillor Zulak.